Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Omid Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Brura, and we're in the middle of Simen Tof Kuf Tes Vav, and we're going to start on the last line of Kuf Lamed Zayin Omid Aleph with Sif Dalet in the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Ein Yehudi, a non-Jewish person, Shevi Doran Yisrael, who brings a present to a Yid from things, Midavar Mishyesh Beninam Mechubar, that are attached to the ground. So these apples that he's bringing to you, there are apple trees nearby, and there are apples attached to the ground. And we don't know when he picked these. And we're talking here, not on Yontif, but we're talking about B'yom Tov Rishon Shel Rosh Hashanah. We're talking about the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Again, we've mentioned many times, Rosh Hashanah is unique. It's different than in Chutz Laaretz, Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. We have 2 days of Yontif. So the first day is Yontif, the second day is really not Yontif, or Sveka Dioma. Maybe the second day is really Yontif, and the first day is not. So therefore, we have a Sveka Dioma, meaning of a Sinim Yadein. We mentioned this many times, and we hold 2 days Yontif in Chutz Laaretz, but really only one of the days is Yontif, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaRichta. It's one long day according to one interpretation. It's a 48-hour single day with one Kiddusha. So if the non-Jewish person potentially plucked this, he picked this on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, B'yom Tov Rishon Shel Rosh Hashanah, Shechol Yos B'chamishi B'Shabbos, and the first day of Rosh Hashanah is on a Thursday, so the second day of Rosh Hashanah is on a Friday, and then there's Shabbos, so Yesh Matirim Liochel B'Shabbos B'chtei Shiasu. So normally you have to wait till the end of Rosh Hashanah, and then you can eat it at the end of Rosh Hashanah, when Rosh Hashanah is over. Let's say it was Rosh Hashanah was a Monday, Tuesday, so then you'd be able to eat this if it was picked on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. You can't eat it Monday, you can't eat it Tuesday, but you can eat it Tuesday night, which is Wednesday in Halacha, after Kadesh Shasu. You have to wait that amount of time that it would take to have picked this and brought it, transported it to go to and from that place. So that would be on a normal year. But now it's Shabbos. So the first opinion is the Mekel opinion that the Mechaber brings down and says you'd be allowed to have it Friday night, because Thursday you can't have it. That's Rosh Hashanah first day. Second day, Rosh Hashanah, Friday, you can't have it. Then you just have to wait Kadesh Shasu on Friday night, which even though it's Shabbos, as long as you wait Kadesh Shasu, this opinion says that you can have it. However, that's the Yesh Matirim. That's the first opinion. That you can eat it on that Shabbos Friday night after you wake Kadesh Yasu. But then he brings down the Yesh Osrim. This is wrote down from the Rashba, the Torah in the name of the Baal HaItor, and the Bahag. And the Bahag says it's Afilu B'Shayant, that this would be applicable according to the Bahag for all Yamim Tovim. This is an Os Mem in the Ber HaGola. So we have two opinions brought down in the Rechaba. The first one is more Mekel, the second one is more Machmir on the second day of Rosh Hashanah that comes out on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah that come out before Shabbos, Thursday, Friday. Let's look inside the Mishnah Berurah and understand this better. Sivkot Lamed Gimel. We're talking here about that there are apples attached to the ground. And he says, the same exact thing applies for something that's lacking trapping. Let's say this was fish, and there were fish that were similar to the one that he's bringing you that were not trapped. Sivkot Lamed Dalet. Here he's not talking about the Yom Tov Shel Golios, because the odds are Lishitase B'Sif Aleph to Hutar Afilu B'Yom Tov Sheni, because the Mechaber is Mekel in regards to the 2 days of Chutz Laaretz of Yom Tovim, and it's only by Rosh Hashanah that he's Machmir not to have it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And the first opinion is says, however, B'Kadesh Yasu, after the second day of Rosh Hashanah, albeit it's Shabbos, once you wake Kadesh Yasu, you're allowed to have it. That's Sivkot Lamed. Hey, Yesh Matirim Lochel B'Shabbos. The law of Rina Nachon Mishnei Yomim Mikodem Kiyim Yom Echad. We don't say that Thursday prepared for Shabbos. We say no, that there is no problem over here of Thursday prepared for Shabbos. Only with Friday that would be prepared for Shabbos would be a concern. Sivkot Lamed Vavin. You have to wait. B'chadei Shiyasu Hagam the B'Shabbos Lo Shayachasi. Even though on Shabbos you're not allowed to do this. So one might have thought that Shabbos is not going to be good. We say it's no different than if it was, let's say, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday is a chol after Rosh Hashanah. Then you have to wait on a Wednesday, Tuesday night, which is Wednesday, you have to wait Kadesh Yasu. So we're not going to be more makel on Shabbos and say you don't have to wait Kadesh Yasu. On Friday night, you also have to wait Kadesh Yasu. That's the first Mekel opinion of the Mechaber. This is brought down. The Ber HaGol, he says, by the Kolbo, in the name of the Chachmin Lunil, and the Raivet, the Rashba de Montpellier. From the Rashba from Montpellier. So, Sivkot Lamed Zayin, then he brings down the Yesh Osrin, the Mo Machmer opinion. And Taimon, the reason for the Mo Machmer opinion that you can't have it on Shabbos at all, is the Kivan, the Kaim Alom B'Yal Modush Ne'yam Mishal Rosh Hashanah Ki Yomar Yilch Tudam Yah, since we hold that the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are considered like one long day, a 48-hour day, heavy Kamo Yom Echol Levin Shabbos. So this is considered like it was the day before Shabbos. It's not Thursday preparing for Shabbos, it's the day before Shabbos, which is Thursday, Friday, one day that's preparing for Shabbos. And we may let Tzorach Lahamtim Motzi Shabbos B'Chdei Shiyasu, and therefore you can't eat it at all on Shabbos, and you have to wait on Matzah Shabbos Kidei Shiyasu. Well, the dezu, according to this machmer opinion, this would apply. Afilu nashru o nitzodu me'aleit. Even if the trees, the fruit fell off the trees on its own, the wind blew it off. Oh, it was trapped. The fish got trapped on its own. Gam kein also be yom Shabbos. It still would be not allowed to be eaten on Shabbos. However, ulamotzi Shabbos. In that situation, mutar b'zemiyad. Then there was only a muktzah concern. There wasn't a hachana concern. A meleches yontif being used on. You're getting enjoyment or benefit from the Melechus Yontif, so then in this situation, you wouldn't have to wait Kidei Shiyasu, as we discussed previously. Now the Ramah says, Haga uldidon denoagin lahachmir, according to us, that we are machmir, and we always wait the entire second day of Yontif. So he says, in this regard, Bishnei Yom Tov Shogolias, Nami Dino Haki, since we are machmir in regards to the Shnei Yom Tov Shogolios, so we're machmir here as well. What does this mean? So the Mishnah explains the Sivkot Lamaches, wrote to Lomar, what the Ramah is telling us is, the Yesh Bazeh Gam Kein Shnei Deos Hanal. We have here the same machlokas that we had previously. The Rak Yesh Bazeh Nafkamina, here there's a Nafkamina, the Bishnei Yom Shal Rosh Hashanah, also Bishabis, Ladas Osrim, according to the machmir opinion that you're not allowed to use it. So when you're not allowed to use it on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, it's also in Shabbos, according to that machmir opinion, afilu nashu me'alein mishum isra chana. So then, even in this situation where it fell off on its own, so even though there was no aspect over here of the malacha being done, but as we said, there's a hachana. Mashenkim shnei yom tov shogolios. By shnei yom tov shogolios, binashu me'alein, if they fell off on their own, b'yom rishon, or the guy picked it for himself, then we said that you're allowed to because there's no concern of him doing malacha for you. It fell off on its own, or he picked it for himself, and therefore, like we said, canal and siv beis, then you'd be allowed to use it right away. There's only a muktzah problem, and it's not a hachana problem. So the Ramah continues, and he says, how do we paskin? The Ramah says, Nira, he says, So he says, in regards to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, Thursday, Friday, so then we should be machmir and not use those fruits on Shabbos. The Mishnah explains, Sivkot Lamates, wrote to Lomer, Kedasa Osu Lamala, like the more machmir opinion that we said above. And he says, in Dishu foot number 59, even according to Shulchan Aruch, so the Kaf HaChaim writes, Kishamevia Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Matir, Yesh Osu, when the Shulchan Aruch says, there are those that are Mekel and those that are machmir, he says, Dai to live so even the Shulchan Aruch would paskin like the Momachmir second opinion to be Oser, unless it's a Shasat Chak. Now, Mishmur continues and says, Ainan Taz Shekoz Rishim Marshal, the Taz writes the name of the Marshal, the Motzi Shabbos Mutu Miyad, the Ein Tzorach Kidei Lichdei Shiasa. On Motzi Shabbos, however, you can use it right away, you don't have to wait Kidei Shiasa, unless in Lo Duhuva B'Yom Hashishi, unless it was brought on the sixth day of the week, and not on Thursday, the fifth day of the week. Then you can have a havamina to say that you can eat it right away, Motzi Shabbos. But if it was brought on Friday, then you can't. However, that's the Taz bringing down the name of Marshal. But the Chidushe, Avol B'Chidushe, Rikiv Eger, he disagreed, that Marshal lo Ayri klab b'shnei yam tov shel Rosh Hashanah. He says the Marshal's not talking about shnei yam tov shel Rosh Hashanah. V'dayto b'shnei yam shel Rosh Hashanah, tzorch lahamtim Motzi Shabbos b'lei shiasu. And he, in fact, would hold that you have to wait. So the Rikiv Eger argues on this Taz's understanding of the Marshal. Then the Mishmur continues and he says, Avo b'shnei yomim tov shogolius. But when you have Thursday, Friday of Yontif and it's in Golus, Yontif Shein Shogolius, Yesh Lahalka b'Shabbos, Shuli Achrei. And then you can be Mekel in regards to the Shabbos that comes after the 2 days of Yontif. And the Mishmur explains, Sivkot Mem, the Lo Gazrinon, we don't make a Gzero via Shema Yomer Le'akom b'Yontif Rishon, that the person is going to tell the Akom on Thursday, Shushnei Yomim Kodim Shabbos, which is 2 days before Shabbos, Laviyam Shabbos, go bring me this fruit on Shabbos. And therefore, V'alkein Mutu B'Le'el Shabbos Le'achin Kidei Shiasu. And therefore, Friday night, it would be eligible to be eaten as long as you wait Kidei Shiasu. And he says the same thing, V'u'adein Im Choshnei Yomim Tovim Sholgolios B'Yom Rishon Sheini. Same thing would apply if Yontif was Sunday, Monday. V'akom B'Yilu B'Shabbos, and the guy brought it to him on Shabbos. You'd be allowed to eat it on the second day of Yontif after you waited Kadesh Yasu. So Sunday night, i.e. Monday in Halacha, after you waited Kadesh Yasu, you'd be allowed to eat it as well. That's the psak of the Ramah. And then he adds the Ramah, this is only talking about fruits that don't need any hachana on Yontif to prepare them for Shabbos. However, what does he mean? Avol dovor shetzorich lahachin b'yontov sheni letzorach haShabbos, something that requires preparing from Yontov Sheni Friday for Shabbos. Asur, then it would be forbidden. Meyachad inigel asur, after we have the custom to go and asur it, And the afletal to be unto sheni im lo lezorach orchim chayosib. And you wouldn't even allow to move it unless you had a need for it for orchim or something like that. He brings us down the name of Trumas Adesha. Now, what exactly was the Ramah telling us over here? So the Mishbur explains as if cotton mem aleph, pirish, kagon dogim shetrichim bishel. You capture fish, but they didn't eat raw fish. They didn't know about sushi. And therefore, you have this fish and you need to cook it. So you're cooking it on Friday Yontif for Shabbos. So kigon dogim shetrichim bishel ubi Shabbos. Also lashem, of course, you can't cook them on Shabbos. Ubi Yontif sheni nami yevshol uvashlam. Normally we say that you can hoel umisklai arachim. Since guests will come, you'll have to cook on Friday if you make it an erev tavshilin, and then use that food for Shabbos because guests could come. And you could eat it on Friday. But here you're not allowed to eat it on Friday. Shari muktzah name, because as we pointed out, they're considered muktzah. And therefore, vasurin, and you're not allowed to eat them, vafil yisrael acher, even if the guy brought them for you, even for another yid, in loshin is dan lo archim. Unless archim came, so then you'd be allowed to do this. That's why he brought that name in Trumas Hadeshen, unless archim came. The chanal, as we've already explained previously. But for Archim we are Meiko. Nevertheless, we call Makom. But unless Archim come, so then it is Mukta, and therefore you have a problem over here, and therefore it's Osir. So Kot Membeis. When we call Makom, however, the Mishnah says Mutul Avashal Yidei Akum. But a non-Jewish person could cook it for you, assuming that it's not Bishul Akum. He brings down Inyan Sheinbo Mishum Bishul Akum. Let's say you had already lit the oven beforehand, so the oven is on. So then the guy puts it in for Ashkenazim. That would not be Bishul Akum. These halachos are discussed bishulakum in Yeridea Kuf Yud Gimel. So he says, in this situation, it will be permissible lavashalei the akum the erev Shabbos litzorech achilas Shabbos the achash yamtin b'leil Shabbos b'tishas. As long as you waited that amount of time that it took to cook the fish or to get the fish to trap the fish on Friday night after Yontif is over. Why? The reason why you can do this with a non-Jewish person, because the whole Isra of Tiltol is just the Chumr itself, and therefore you can ask the non-Jewish person to do this for you in a way that, again, is permitted. That's assuming that you have this type of species in your house already for Kavod Shabbos. So you have apples there already. You don't need the guy's apples. You have fish already. You don't need the guy's fish. But if you don't have apples, you don't have the fish, and you need this to honor the Shabbos, then then you yourself would be allowed to go and do this. However, he says, but you shouldn't taste it. Normally we have a custom that people taste. The people taste the things for Shabbos to make sure that it's all salted right and it's all prepared correctly. Here you wouldn't be allowed to do that because it's also for you to eat it on Yom Tif. But because of Kavod Shabbos, we would allow you in this situation. We have nothing else. And therefore, you just have to wait till Friday night, Kadesh Shiasu, and then you can have this. The issue, footnote number 61, brings down. I said this before, that you're allowed to go cook Ayde Erev Tavshilin. And you can move Muktzah for Ochel Nefesh, as we learned in the Ramah in Simen Tov Kuf Tes. It should have been Mutul Letaltel Samuktzah Letzorach Ochel Nefesh or Shabbos. You should be able to move the Muktzah for the fish, the apples that he got from the guy, as we pointed out through the Erev Tavshilin, whatever you can do for Yontif, you can do for Shabbos as well, as long as it's whole Mekloi Orchim. They could have come, you have to do it late enough, early enough in the day that Orchim could come. So nevertheless, in this situation, which Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, based upon the Mogen Avram, you only can move this for something that in itself is mutter. For example, you could go and tilt the lavonim, you can move the stones so you can get to the fruits underneath them. But in our situation, here you're moving the fish in order to cook the fish. And even after you cook them, they're still muktzah. In this situation, it would be osur, except in the situation we have nothing for Shabbos or guests come. Because you're not moving the muktzah here for something that is permissible. You're moving the muktzah to make it edible. And you'd be able to go and eat it on Shabbos. That you would not be allowed to do. Finally, Dershu foot number 62 brings down, this is permissible here if you have the guests coming, v'dafki mos erev tavshilim. Of course, only if you made an erev tavshilim, because otherwise, it's also l'vashem yomtu l'shabbos, shen yomtu mechel shabbos, because if you didn't have the erev tavshilim, then you wouldn't be allowed to do this in any event. That was a complicated sif. I hope it was clear. Now we go to sif hey. The Mechaber writes, Dover she'ein b'mino b'mechubar, something that doesn't have similar to that right near you that is attached to the ground. So he brings you apples, but there are no apple trees near you. Or he brings you fish and there's no pond nearby you that is v'eino mechusat seida. So he obviously trapped these things or he picked these things before Yontif started. In bar mitocha tchum mutlako. So if he's coming from within the tchum, he wasn't outside the tchum, so then this is muta for you, even though he's bringing it for you, and certainly for everybody else. However, the imbo michutz l'tchum, if he brought it from outside of the tchum, then also la'ochlon amishuva bishulo. Then the person we brought it for, he brought it for Yankel. So then Yankel can't have these fruits or these fish. However, ulachol b'nei veso. This also applies to all the people in his house. They also can't have it. However, abal muta l'taltel b'socha arba amos. Yankel's allowed to move it as long as it's within dalal amos. It came from outside the tchum. So the tchum by even a guy, he has a tchum for his items, and therefore you can't move it more than dalal amos. However, or you can move it, b'soch a'ir, mukev eschoma, or mivtzor, you can move it within a city that has a wall around it, so it's like it's considered dalet amos, or mivtzor shadu shukov ladira, or a fortress that was bedavka enclosed for the purposes of living in it, so this makes it into something that you can move for dalet amos as well, and therefore, v'acherim mutarim afli ochlam. Other people who it wasn't brought for, they can not only move this, it has to be within the dalet amos, but they can even eat it. Now, that's a mouthful. We said quite a bit over here. So let's now analyze this further, and there's more that we'll Mir Tashem do tomorrow. So here we look at the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Mem Gimel. He says, "Okigon shevi anochi peros yveshim." The guy brought for you dried fruit, so it's clear that he didn't prick them today. The Chanal B'Sif Gimel, as we've already explained previously, if it's evident that they were picked before Yontif, then this doesn't apply. Or Sivkat Mem Dala was Eino Mechusat Tzei. The Kigon Avozim, for example, he's dealing over here with geese or with Tarnagolim or chickens, Uchai Gabna, that are all considered halachically trapped already in their chicken coop. So if he brings it from in the tchum, everybody can eat it. If he brings it from chutz tchum, sivkot memhei, the haynu shebetchilas knesas yontiv hayu adayin chutz tchum. At the start of yontiv, they were outside of the tchum. So then it's also for you, and it's even not allowed to be moved dalet amos by you or by anybody, but it's mutter for other people. Sivkot memvav. If the guy brought fruit for a city that's mostly Jewish, so then afilu mistam asul chulam. Then it's not being brought for you; it's being brought for all the Jews, and no Jew is allowed to get benefit from it in that situation. The daita the kula, maybe he's bringing it on all of their behalf. It's like he's bringing it specifically for every single one, as kidlakamun in sifavas we're learning in Tzashem in tomorrow's year. So the person he's bringing it for, if you bring it for a specific person, and b'nei beiso, sivkot mem zayin, they're all osur. The mistama adaita the kulam hevi. Because when he brings it for Yankel, he's also bringing it for Yankel's wife, for Yankel's kids, for Yankel's family. Shiodeya, shein balabayis ochel avadu. Because he knows he's not eating by himself. He's eating with other people as well. The issue foot number 67 brings down, in regards to a yid that told the guy to heat something up for him that had cooled off. So the Mishnah Brewer brings down, even though it now was cool afterwards. And the Jew is not actually benefiting from this. It was cooked previously. It was just heated up, and now it cooled off. So nevertheless, the Chachamim would consider that person, they can't eat it, ad matzi Shabbos k'dei shiasu, as a knas. And Rabbi Yashim Zatzal brings down, however, B'nai Beso in that situation can have hanah from it, because the bottom line is, they're getting zero hanah from the fact that he heated it up. So the knas is only on that person in this situation and not on B'nai Beso. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, in regards to guests, if these are guests that are coming regularly to his house, so they're considered like B'nai Beso. So, and they can't benefit from this that the guy brought for them as well from outside the tchum. And even if it's only that they're occasionally coming to his house, there is an opinion that they can't benefit from it as well because they're considered b'nei beso. However, if they were invited after the guy brought the things to his house, then certainly yesh lahakel, then one can be makel. And the issue foot number 68 brings down, if he brings it for two people, so they can't say, well, this is my piece, this is your piece, so let's switch it around, I'll have your piece and you have my piece, that you're not allowed to do. Yesh lahakel, shem yom ulenokel, l'chachil lov yulem. This will concern that they'll ask the guy next time to bring it for them directly. Sivkot memches, abo muta l'tatlon, but you're allowed to move it within the dalet amos, me'achad l'acherim mutan l'kamek, since it's not muktzah for other people, so therefore it's not muktzah for you, en aleo shem muktzah, it's not considered muktzah for you. But you can only move it within the dalet amos, sivkot memtes, mimokim sh'nechadachi, wherever the guy put it down, v'lo yosei, you can't move it more than the dalet amos, because, sharei akoponim, chutz l'tchum heim, because it came from chutz l'tchum, v'kon v'shvisa sham, and the guy also has a shvisa, Even if the guy bought it for himself, there still is a concept of tchum. If it's within the city, the mistama hukva ladira, within the city, it's considered enclosed for dwelling purposes. Or if they made an eruv, then the whole city is considered like dalad amos. Normally, a fortress is not considered hukav, so it has to be known that it was specifically hukav ladira. With this, we conclude today's shir.